Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Just all over my pants.
Swear to God.
I don't know. It's just us.
There's no one here.
It's just us.
There's no one here to
So, I think someone just peed. I think someone sat down and then they peed on the toilet, but they weren't going in. They were going out.
Oh, well, you know why.
You sat in that?
I did not see it. I did not think the floor would have pee all over it. Damn it.
I can assure you it was not me.
Okay. Yeah, good times.
Miles saw me use the urinal.
I know. I'm just saying, it's one of us. It's one of the
Somebody.
Five people.
You know why it goes out and not down.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's see. Who sucks less? Coming up at 4:30.
You gotta check the floor, my man.
I'm telling you. First time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
All right, let's see here. As far as today's question, what was better or worse when you finally gave something a try? Afternoon, brethren and YouTube watchers. We were going out for a lunch meeting at a sushi spot. Me and the family ordered up, and I said, I'll try some of yours first. Food was made, presented, looked delicious until I took the first bite. I already had a napkin in hand, and as soon as I took that first bite, right back into the napkin it came. Can't do sushi, but I will eat the pickled ginger all day. That from the Elk Plain Drifter.
All right. Elk Plain Drifter, just hear me out. Part of it is mental. When we first got here, Thrill and I went to Benihana, and he said, try some sushi. It was literally a vegetable roll, and I did the same thing. Yeah.
Right.
Over the time, though, I started eating like shrimp tempura roll, right? Fried shrimp in there.
Mm-hmm.
I love sushi now. So I get what you're saying, but I think that might be a little mental thing. You think you just don't like it.
I think a lot of us went there.
Yeah.
Girl I was dating tried sushi. I'm like, I do not want it. The same thing that everybody says. And then in the end, I will pretty much eat anything now.
Well, my family comes out. I'll say, let's go, because we have some of the best sushi in the country, in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And, you know, hey, why don't we go to a really good sushi place? I don't like sushi. Well, you live in West Virginia. Where you live where you live.
Right.
You got to try it here. Well, where do you eat sushi at? I've never had sushi.
Mm-hmm.
You've never had sushi. Okay, well, how do you know that you don't like it?
You can't say you don't like
it if you haven't ever eaten it.
Right.
So that's my argument. It's not like, just try. There's other things
just
in there.
Just try it.
Back to what Ted says. We can get you, you know, a fried shrimp tempura roll. I mean, you like fried shrimp? Yes. Okay.
You like rice?
Yeah.
Okay.
The soup's great. Miso soup. I love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll get you. You'll leave there as hungry as when you walked in. It doesn't matter if you have 10 plates of sushi. You're still going to leave hungry. Just understand right. that. We'll eat and all leave hungry. But that's just part of sushi.
Yeah. And it just, yeah. I mean, I love it now. But, I hear you. I was the same guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's see. It's also just embarrassing now to me. Mm-hmm. It was like a cucumber roll. I can still see you looking at me like, it's not that bad, dude.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Time for some birthdays brought to you by Minzer Roasted Red Salsa, by the way, from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, Macholas. Please give a shout out to my love, my man, my everything, Corey. His 40th birthday was yesterday.
Oh.
What happened, Wendy Sue? Just email the show, themensroom@kisw.com.
Her name is Wendy Sue.
Wendy Sue.
Wendy Sue got a bad memory.
Easy there, Ted. You would date a Wendy Sue.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, me too. I mean, if she's I'm Wendy Sue, I'm like, I'm in love. I would not. Why not?
You wouldn't date a Wendy Sue?
No, that was my mom.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, oh, there's a list of them.
Jeez.
Hey, man, I one of the hottest girls, one of the hottest girls I know in Fremont, her name is Mary, and my mom's name is Mary.
Can't do it.
I can. I can get past it. She's that beautiful. I can get past it. I really could.
Is this the one you showed me?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen her long.
That time. Chick was hot, too.
Yeah, I mean, but man, Mary, wow.
There is some names that's odd. Like, I dated a girl that was a Melissa, which is my sister's name, but she went by Mel.
There you go. I could never date a girl with my sister's name.
Well, I never called her my sister. I called her Mel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then, like, I dated a Molly for a while, and Bernie's mother's name is Molly. So I'd be like,
so is my dog.
You wouldn't know what Molly and I were up to last night. He's like, God damn it. Stop it.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Even when we're coming up with names for our daughter, there's a name that my wife and I liked, but we both knew.
Oh, yeah.
A specific woman who had this name, which I think is a beautiful name, but she's just such a turbo bitch all the
time.
Ruined
it.
Yeah, I just said, man.
Do we know her?
You do. Okay. I'll write it down.
Do I know her?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I know her by name?
Oh, right? No. Yeah, people will ruin a name for you. Yeah.
Oh!
Right? People will definitely.
And I mean, it's a beautiful name. I really believe that it is. I think it even rolls with Hill. But me and my wife were both like,
no.
Man, because we looked at each other and I said, are you thinking what I'm thinking? She's like, you know we're both thinking the same thing. I said, I can't do it. I don't want to, like, hate my daughter just because I said her name.
I think I met her once.
Yeah. I don't even hate this person. It's just the vibe they had, right? You know what I mean?
Yep. And
I'm like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
God damn it, she took a... Why can't her name be, like, Yolanda or something? You know what I mean? Instead, she has a name I like, and I'm like, God, you F that up.
See, I grew up with a really, really attractive Yolanda. So I don't think it's...
Wasn't a real name?
It rolls off the tongue. It does not.
You cannot be beautiful and be named Yolanda. But they don't work.
But she was. So, like, when
I don't believe you.
When I hear that name, it's not even an ugly name to me.
Really?
I mean, it sounds ugly.
It does.
But she's so beautiful.
You ever met an ugly Tiffany? I have not.
No.
Yeah.
There's no
I don't know what it is. If you name your kid Tiffany, they're just going to be good looking.
Yeah, but I've run into at least 20 Tiffanys.
But one of them is ugly. I've known like seven.
Not like two of them were.
I feel like you got to roll the dice with another
That's pretty good
crazy.
You know two ugly Tiffanys.
Yeah, sure do.
I'll be damned.
Okay.
They both live about 5 minutes where I grew up.
Ted knows more ugly Tiffanys than anybody else on earth. I'm convinced of this.
Guys, hoping for a birthday shout out for my old man. He's 35 today. I've dropped the ball doing one of these for him the past few years, so I want to be on it today. He is an avid listener and has even called in and made the air a few times. This summer, we made it out to your meet and greets and had a good time meeting y'all. He's hoping for a couple of thrill shotgun gets. Hey, you like that? Your penis is too small. And the Dirty German's giving him some pointers on how to survive year 35. Thanks so much in advance. Hoping this makes the air and is not too late. Best wishes. That from the lovely Allison.
Kick! Kick!
You like that? You like that?
Kick! Yeah, how to survive your 35th year. Well, based on the email that we received, I think what you need to do is spend some quality time with this Allison and see if she can give you what's known as a medicinal mouth hug. It's all mental. Yeah. It'll simply make you feel better.
Yeah, that's when they add a little menthol first.
Mm.
Yeah, get a throat drop. Speaking of throat drops.
Yeah, one of the texters says, eating sushi is like gay sex. I don't have to try it to know I wouldn't like it.
Oh, come on.
I mean, really, that's the analogy you're bringing.
Golly.
I mean, come on. Stop saying that.
Yeah, right? Just got to get a hot tub. Take a Xanax.
Well, yeah.
Take a Xanax. I have no idea what happened. No one wants to tell you.
Right? Just slug a few beers.
No one wants to tell you what happened.
Right. Trust me, it was the whip. I'm not defending this. I don't have to defend it. It's fine. Fine. I was grabbing everybody's butts.
touching butts. Come here, hummus boy.
That's a nice one. Oh, guys, can I get a...
See, this is what happens. That I'm going to be at some event a year from now, and somebody's going, you touched Kyle Rowley's butt? I'm like, no.
Nothing
no.
To do.
You ate hummus off of his backside?
Cal ISW all day tomorrow.
There you go.
Oh, look, can I get a birthday shout-out to my mother? It's Serena Pearson's 46th birthday. How about the Dirty Germans talking about her breaking her hip and needing hip surgery?
Yeah, first of all, I'm going to put the Pearson. But yeah, I plan on breaking your hips after this surgical repair.
Yeah, it's going to break both those hips.
Yeah.
So it needs to spread wide. My hips are big, too.
Yeah, from the backside.
At 46, she needs a new hip?
That seems a little young.
Well, what if I don't have a hip flexor? What if I need a new hip? Damn it.
Yeah, but didn't she break her hip?
Breaking her hip. Needing hip surgery.
Yeah.
I bet I'll have to get both mine replaced.
You think so?
My dad did, so I'm just assuming that's a hereditary thing, but who knows. But he doesn't move anywhere. Like, I move.
I would say he's a sedentary
creature. There's no point.
What's that?
My dad was always like, I'm going to get my knee replaced. I said, you got to work out afterwards. I said, but you don't even walk around the block. What's the point of having the surgery?
Right.
Now, what do you use your knee for?
Yeah.
Set my beer on. But he didn't drink, so nothing.
Right.
Hoping to get back into the doggy world.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think about a couple extra emails. Strange phone calls. Guys, the strangest, funniest calls I ever received were back in 2018. I got a call from a number I did not recognize, so naturally, I just let it go to voicemail. Then I would listen to the voice. It was an older lady, and she started out with, "Hi, Samantha. It is Rebecca. It was so good to see you at breakfast the other day." Then she would proceed to talk about her family for about 5 minutes before saying goodbye. I figured this was one of those off call, didn't think much about it. Then a few weeks go by, and I get a call from a number I don't recognize. Let it go to voicemail, and when I listen to the voice, it was the same old lady. "Hi, Samantha. It's Rebecca. Lunch was delicious. It was so good to see you and Kathy today." Then again, she would continue her day and family news and tell me about her issues. This continued for the next year. A call from an unrecognized number, then a voicemail with the same old lady telling Samantha about her day. It was really bizarre. After the third or fourth time she called, I just did not have the heart to tell her she had the wrong number. Then I moved from Sacramento, California to Chicago, Illinois. The call stopped. I used to have all the voicemails saved, but I upgraded my phone after multiple job promotions and switched mobile carriers. I still wish I had them. They were interesting. That from Jesse.
Ah, yeah. Hint today.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Tina Trujillo, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine, though, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow us on XN, Instagram, and Men's Room Live, or like the Men's Room on Facebook, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, we have three stories. Oddly enough, none of these stories from Florida today. That might be a first.
All right.
But let us start in Poland, where a 56-year-old woman, she was arrested and charged with systematically adding toxic substances to co-workers' drinks simply because she disliked them. So it's unclear when the unnamed cleaning woman started poisoning her colleague, but the 51-year-old victim started feeling seriously ill and under the weather a few months ago. So at first, she thought her stomach pain was caused by stress, working too much, but as her symptoms worsened, the woman went to the hospital for a checkup. And doctors there, they told her, well, she showed signs of internal injuries similar to those caused by toxic substances. So they asked if she'd been ingesting something that she wasn't supposed to, but she hadn't. But the question reminded her of the weird taste that she had had in her mouth after drinking a morning cup of tea at work. So the victim worked at an office building with a number of other women employed by the same cleaning company. She went to a local police station to report her suspicions, but she was told, look, there's nothing we can do just based on your hunches. But she needed to provide some solid evidence. So what did she do? She installed a hidden camera in her apartment. It wasn't long before she learned that one of her coworkers, a 56-year-old, was spraying cleaning agent and other corrosive substances in her tea and soda bottle. But instead of confronting the perpetrator, she recorded the poisoning routine for several days before turning the evidence over to police. They then arrested the 56-year-old cleaning woman a few hours later, along with another 68-year-old woman to whom she'd been talking on the phone while poisoning the victim's drinks. So the other woman, she confessed to knowing about the poisoning, but not telling the victim about it. Well, police have yet to reveal the reason behind the poisoning, but according to sources quoted by Polish media, the two older women simply did not like the victim, apparently at a slightly higher position at the company that they worked for, and they wanted to get rid of her by poisoning her. Anyway, the woman caught on camera poisoning her co-workers' drinks. She risks up to 20 years behind bars. So you don't like someone, poison her drink.
Poison them.
This story doesn't have a lot of details, but it has all the details you need, I guess. We go to Tennessee, where a 51-year-old man named DiCarlo Pitchford, he shot his wife last month. Now, there's not a lot of details on what was happening, but the wife told police that he was blocking her from leaving the house. Now, when she tried to get past him, he shot her in the abdomen and said, quote, I told you to stop playing with me. Now, she needed medical attention because he shot her. So he did drive her to the hospital. But he stopped for a beer on the way.
My man.
He was charged with second-degree attempted murder, domestic assault, and felon in possession of a firearm. No word on the wife's condition, but she's been cooperating with police, so she at least survived the attack.
Hang on, baby. I'm going to get a cold one real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean you went into a bar and just pounded one real quick?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he shot her. Like, I'll take you to the hospital. Stopped at a bar along the way. Got a beer.
Right. Said stopped for a beer. Not to stopped. Get a beer, but stopped,
stopped
for
a beer. Correct.
That tells me he did just post up real quick.
Then here we go.
How's it going?
A 75-year-old school bus driver in Pennsylvania named Harvey Slyker. He's facing charges after police say he threatened the children he was driving and punished them by cranking the heat. Now, parents say the children got off the bus crying and extremely sweaty. Harvey demanded that the kids close all the windows. Then he turned the heater on full blast. Now, supposedly, it was 74 outside, but inside of the bus, it was anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. He told the kids, quote, I'm going to cook you all, and also threatened to bring a paddle the next day. Investigators say the students were between the ages of 5 and 12, so this is elementary school kids. Now, Harvey was charged with simple assault and reckless endangerment, and he won't be driving for the district ever again. It's unclear what set him off in the first place or what he thought the mobile sauna would accomplish. No indication that any of the kids were seriously hurt. Those are your stories, man.
Hmm.
We had a woman in Poland who's systematically poisoning one of her coworkers simply because she didn't like them, as opposed to people that poison you because they do like you. We have the guy in Tennessee. We do not know why. Shot his wife, drove her to the hospital, but stopped for a beer on the way to the hospital, leaving the wife in the car. And finally, the bus driver that cranked the heat up to about 100 degrees inside because he was mad at elementary school.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least the bus driver, the kids are okay.
That's a D move, though.
Well, 100%, and I get where the parents would be super pissed. Oh, yeah. But the woman in Poland...
They're trying to kill her.
They're trying to kill her, and then the woman in Tennessee got shot.
Yeah. And he was charged with attempted murder, second degree. So as the courts look at it, he was also trying to kill his wife. I think his lawyers will plead down, going, most people that tried to kill someone don't also take them to the hospital.
The bus driver.
Even if they stop for a beer along the way, the point is he still took a drive.
If I'm a bus driver,
I know one thing. I'm taking a job to transport children to and from school.
Elementary school.
I know what I'm getting into.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I'm doing. It's like running a daycare. I know I'm going to be around kids. I cannot be that frustrated and crazy. In this instance, though, I think the bus driver, even though he's a nut job, sucks the least.
All right.
As Ted said, no one was almost attempted to murder
anybody.
It is
horrible what he did, right? But I'm just saying,
no one shot anybody.
The kids, right? The kids are all fine. They were just a little traumatized and obviously hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking this guy must have had something kind of break on him, because it's one thing to like punish him, but to be like, I'm going to cook you kids.
Yeah, don't keep the windows up, crank the heat. And also, why do you have a 75-year-old bus driver?
Not only that, but, you know, a kid can crack a window back there. If he stops the bus and pulls over, get off the bus.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the situation.
I get why they're charging that dude with attempted murder, because it's like, she could have bled out. He's like, oh, I'm going to stop and get a beer. Plus, I have a feeling, this guy sounds insane, but I'm thinking he might have was like, screw it, I'm going to get a beer as I'm going to jail for a long, long time.
Yeah,
you might be right.
Probably. I'm just saying, if I'm his lawyer, and I'm not defending this guy at all, but I'm just saying, if I'm his lawyer, I'd be like, Your Honor, you could put attempted manslaughter on there, or actually manslaughter, as it were, but if he's trying to kill her, why would you take someone to a hospital? I would assume, too,
that he shot her with a shotgun.
Why do you think a shotgun?
I think if you were to be shot in the stomach with a rifle, all right, or a gun, the buckshot will spray. You won't bleed out.
You won't necessarily bleed out, right?
Correct. But with a bullet, you know, you can.
Sure.
So
that's your reasoning. Probably a shotgun.
I'm thinking it's probably a shotgun because he could stop. Now, if I'm shot, I'm just going to assume that I'm bleeding pretty bad.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm going to hold a hole. But with buckshot, it just kind of sprays.
Yeah.
It doesn't go as deep. You know, it's for like killing a squirrel or something.
I think we're giving him too much credit. Like, I think he could just shot her.
Yeah.
And then it was like, screw it, I'm getting a beer too.
Right? I think that's correct. Yeah,
but if she was like, oh, you're liking all that crap, I don't think you would have done that. Or maybe you would have.
I think you would have.
I mean, he shot his wife.
I don't think she was quiet about it. I mean,
I don't think she was hiding it. Like, obviously, she was upset.
Yeah. You shot me, and you're my husband. Like, she is not going to be quiet on that car ride. That's my guess.
Man, oh, man.
Right. Like, people that get shot generally aren't like, oh, no, it hurts a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And honestly, if you get shot in the stomach, I'm just taking this from watching Westerns.
Okay.
You'll bleed out, but it'll take a while.
Right.
So I'm thinking this psycho was just, I can't believe he stopped for the beer.
That's
stopping for the beer.
That's kind of
like,
why he made spouses shoot each other all the time. You go, that's the stories of dime a dozen, right? You can find that every day. The fact that I'll take him to the hospital, so I thought, okay, maybe he did this by accident. No. Then he stopped to get a beer, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, that's... I said the best thing he did was take her to the hospital. But the only reason he took her to the hospital is because he shot her in the first place.
Well, and I think sometimes, too, like, he might have meant to kill her, and then he shot her. She's still fought, like, alive, and he's like, oh, damn it, I'll take her to the hospital.
I'm kind of worried. What kind of beer did he order?
Right, exactly.
That tells you a lot about somebody.
16 or 22? Like, 22.
Yeah, I'm done 22.
Yeah, and a shot. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up here until 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A seafood distributor here in Seattle has expanded their shrimp recall due to the recent radioactive concerns.
Okay,
yeah. Cool.
Why did they think it might be radioactive?
It's a thing that's going on right now. I don't remember. Like, Walmart had a really big recall on shrimp because there's some radioactive thing. I don't know if they pulled them from radioactive waters. I don't know.
Yeah. Do we have a processing plan here or something?
We have to.
I just don't, you know, you'd think there'd be more shrimp on the menu, or we'd have more shrimp if there was, like, shrimp here.
With the radioactive, man.
Right. Yeah. It is a distributor, so I wonder if we're just, like, you know.
We're getting those from Alaska, or, like, where?
Yeah, we're just kind of grabbing them and then shipping them elsewhere.
Where did the shrimp come from?
Radioactive waters.
Well, generally around here, we have prawns.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. It's just weird. I mean, a lot of food gets recalled every day. And E. coli and the spinach or sprout, all the normal stuff, right?
But
I want to say in my lifetime, radiation as a reason for recalling food is a new one.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's usually, you know, I don't know, listeria, all the stuff. Like, nah, it's straight up radiation.
It's radioactive.
Oh.
If I eat radioactive shrimp and don't get a special power, I'd be pissed.
What would your shrimp power be?
Shrimp man.
I don't know.
You might be like that punching shrimp so that your punch is like devastating, right?
Yeah.
Actually, one of the Godzilla monsters is a giant shrimp.
Is it really?
I swear, look, man, they're not super creative over there. Like, Godzilla means what? Whale monkey, I believe.
Well, the blob was also.
Well, there's the blob, but there's one that's specifically a shrimp because there's Mothra.
Giant lobster kaiju.
Oh, it's a lobster, not a shrimp. Yeah, my bad.
Zoidberg.
Stop being so shellfish.
I'm with you.
Wow. All right, hang on.
Yeah, where is it? I mean, you're right. Like, in the grand scheme of the comic book superhero world, that you know, the punching shrimp, that's kind of a simple power. However, in reality, That'd be badass.
It would be.
I'd love to be able to just wreck things with, like,
just one punch, man.
You can actually hear it. And Miles, I know that I sent you the video that you can watch it. Yeah. You can actually hear it. It sounds like a little crack when they do it because they're breaking the sound barrier with how fast they're punching.
They're underwater.
Yeah.
And they're breaking the sound
barrier. Does that mean that the whales are eating radioactive shrimp?
Might be.
Could be.
That's why I stopped eating whale.
Radioactive whale blubber.
I think the bigger you are, the amount of radiation you can have in your shrimp.
Good point.
Yeah, no, that is a very strong point,
yeah.
Dad.
Yeah.
They can process it.
Yeah, you got a buddy that weighs, that's on, what's it, my 600-pound life?
Mm.
Throw down a couple of those radioactive shrimp, my
You're
man.
Fine,
get
bro.
After it.
That's not going to affect you.
If you got cancer, would that kill it?
Right?
If you could target it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, exactly.
If you got stomach cancer, just eat the radioactive shrimp. See what happens.
Well, going back to buckshot, you know, you just can't target it. Just eat as much as you can. See if you, right. See if you don't
see what
get
happens.
It. Just get it in there. Gen Z has found a new way. Oh God, Gen Z has found a new way around the expensive home buying process, and they call it co-buying.
Yeah, I saw this.
You can't
afford a place by yourself. It's the same reason to get roommates. Right.
It's called.
I can't afford this rent. I cannot afford this mortgage. So we buy it together.
I will say, if you have a big enough house, and you both agree. Like that's a little, I guess, different than having a roommate. But
it is. I mean, if you have like a mother-in-law or ensuite, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
If you had your own kitchen, like, that would go a long way.
Oh, yeah.
My only thing Correct. Is like, when you want to sell it. You know, obviously, you give them first dibs, like, hey, man, do you want to buy me out? But if we bought into this together, chances are you can't buy me out.
Yeah, but you're also assuming that the problem isn't still going to be there. You know, at this point, then somebody else is going to go in there and co-buy it with somebody else.
Yeah, that's true.
And so there you go. You're good to go. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day.
Oh,
it
no.
is a B word
that
means to wave or swing an object in a threatening or excited manner.
Hmm.
A B word meaning to wave or swing an object in a threatening
brandish.
Or excited manner.
Ooh, brandish.
Oh,
yeah,
damn it. Miles, you got
that's
it. It is brandish.
One.
Well done. Well done. It's a good word. There's a new research to suggest that irritable man syndrome is actually a condition. Irritable man syndrome. That basically when you get older, something happens to you chemically where your fuse is just shorter.
Yeah, I can believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, just get on the internet. Just get online.
No kidding.
You can watch videos for days of people just absolutely losing their mind.
Should we have that to where there's like an age limit for social media? Like as soon as you pass a certain age, like, no, you get to call your friends. You don't get social media.
No, because it's all junk.
Yeah,
like,
you're
there's
right.
no age where I go, like, okay, well, this person makes sense. Like, they might be 18, they might be 80. In the end, it's like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Boy, right. you are excited to share it.
I get driving is the one that just, I need to calm down and not be as agitated as I am.
Really?
I think over my lifetime, people have gotten worse. There's too many distractions in the car.
Well,
so a lot of people are just not paying attention. And you need to pay attention. You need to know the rules of the road. And a lot of people just don't.
I get frustrated with that, but the thing I was thinking about this today because it happened to me today. The thing that I get more frustrated with is when I am forced to stop for a light that I have no reason to stop for.
Last night on the way home.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Yep.
Why are we stuck?
Give me the blinking yellow.
Give me the blinking yellow after a certain time or do the weighted thing. But right, same thing. Like, this is a 3-minute light and there's literally no traffic, but there's a camera. And that's why I'm not going to blow through this bitch.
4-way stop. Last night on the way home. Go through it every day. Car goes to my right, takes off, okay? So now, technically, depending on the stop, it's the person to the right or the next person that pulls up.
Yeah,
correct.
The person behind that car that took off...
They shot through.
That's not how it
and
works.
I'm just sitting there like, you know better. Like, you know better, right? Yeah. It's like when I see the cars that are getting onto the interstate, and I am in the slow lane, the single passenger car lane, and you got the Jamoke that's by himself in his car, and he's in the HOV... entrance ramp.
Yeah.
I'm like, and he just blew past 30 cars.
Right.
And I'm just like,
come on.
You know you're not supposed to do that.
I had this today. We're coming up the freeway. Now, I had the HOV because I had the lady with me, and we're going up there. Then all of a sudden, the guy in front of me dynamites the brakes and starts smashing his way into the fast lane.
Yeah.
Car behind it, the car that he's cutting off, honks the living hell out of it, and I lean over. Oh, what do you know? There's a cop who's already talking to somebody who's made this mistake, and I said, I venture a guess. If I drive by this guy, sure enough, all by his lonesome in there, it's like, I almost tattled.
That's every day in HOV lane.
I get more frustrated as I get older with people just like, come on, man, turn on your headlights.
Right.
It's already dusk.
It's night.
There's a new dating term making the rounds. They call it Shrekking.
Oh, you date an ugly girl, and then, or she's hot, then she gets ugly?
No.
Or you date an ugly girl thinking that she'll be nicer to you or
something?
You
date an ugly person, it doesn't matter which side you're on, but you get the upper hand in the relationship by being the pretty one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I've been Shrek'd.
You've been Shrek'd?
Every woman I've been with is pulling that move, dude.
Exactly.
You're definitely better looking than me.
You do better than me? Well, looks-wise, no. But your personality kind of sucks.
Not lying.
Oh, Lordy.
Right.
It'd be nicer if somebody just
had it. Where did it go?
Giving it to you.
Doggone it. Shoot. I lost my setup. Anyway.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
I forget where it was, but at the end of the day, we're talking about medical conditions that sound fake but are actually completely real.
Just like restless leg syndrome.
Pretty much.
I brought that up and somebody years ago, but I'm like, man, it's all this bull ass like restless leg syndrome. They're like, I have restless leg syndrome.
Yes.
I'm like, no, you don't. They're like, I do. And they gone to the doctor and they have restless leg syndrome.
Back in my day, we called it the Jimmy legs.
Interesting that the guy's always tapping his toes.
Mm-hmm. Werewolf syndrome shows up on there.
Ow.
People who have a rare skin disease called werewolf syndrome have some features that may resemble those of the mythical creatures for which the condition is named. According to the Genetic and Rare Diseases Information Center, the symptoms of Abrams syndrome, which is also known as a werewolf syndrome.
Super hairy, right?
Yeah, includes excessive hair growth all over the body except on the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet. This includes fine hair on the face and ears.
There's a whole family in like Mexico or something like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like the whole family has that. And basically, for generations, this has been their situation. And so they all have just worked at the circus. They're just straight up everywhere. Like, look, there's nothing we can do. I mean, but even their eyebrows, forehead, the whole thing, man.
Jeez.
Mike, always. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ah.
Ah, ooh.
Werewolves of London.
You have a facial blindness. The word...
you don't see people's faces.
Prosopagnosia. Comes from the Greek words that many of us forget names easily, but people with facial blindness may struggle to identify even familiar faces or tell people apart. There are varying degrees of the condition, and those with the severe form may be unable to distinguish between a face and another object or to recognize their own face.
Damn.
That would be wild.
Look in the mirror. Who the hell is that?
Right. I forget names all the doggone time.
But faces, I'm pretty good at it.
Right. And there are certain times where it's like, I don't... I know your face, but I don't know from where. I can't imagine not knowing where the not knowing your face at all.
At all, right.
Right. Wait a minute. I know that voice. That's you.
Yeah, we're coworkers.
Right. Wait a minute. You're Steve? That face doesn't look right.
I hear that a lot.
Sleeping beauty syndrome.
That's what I got.
That's what you got?
I look like an angel.
That's right. You look beautiful over there, Miles. Like the long unconscious princess, people with the neurological condition called sleeping beauty syndrome experience periods of excessive sleep. These episodes can last up to 20 hours a day, and bouts may go on for days.
Wow. Damn.
Even weeks.
Damn. Huh.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean they're a princess.
No.
When they are awake, then, are they refreshed? Are they constantly tired?
I don't think
if you slept that long, you would wake up and be like, I feel much better now.
That long, I feel like you feel even exhausted. Tired? Yeah.
May exhibit various odd behaviors, including eating excessively, hallucinating, or acting childishly.
I have no idea.
Acting tired, yeah.
Everybody remember a little while back why meat got all expensive in the mid-90s? Mad cow disease.
Oh, right.
People cannot get mad cow disease. It's a disease that affects the brain and spinal cord of cows. It's called mad cow because it can cause infected cows to act violently or nervously, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. It's properly called bovine...
Spongiform
encephalopathy, or BSE. But in the mid-90s, a new disease was discovered that was related to mad cow called... I'm not even going to try. So, mad cow disease. Have you guys ever heard of... alien hand syndrome?
No.
Alien.
Is it mean like, your hands
like,
green?
Like ET hands?
AHS is characterized by involuntary movements of a limb, usually the hand, that seem purposeful or functional. People with this movement disorder may also feel like the limb is not a part of their body. So I wonder if it's just...
They don't have control over it?
There's something firing in your brain that is making it act completely on its own.
It just does its own independent thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Crazy hand.
You weird hand. It just goes...
Crazy son of a...
Stone man's disease. This sounds
like the thing.
Terrifying. No, like the thing.
Well, I'm just saying, like your skin atrophies or something.
You're not too far off. So, stone man's disease is a disorder of the connective tissue where ligaments, tendons, or skeletal muscles essentially turn into bone.
Jeez.
People who have this condition may be unable to move and can develop difficulty eating and breathing as their joints become locked in place.
Is that what Mick Mars has?
No, he has ankylosing spondylitis.
Okay. How do you know that so quick?
Yeah.
because I remember when I was a listener to the station, you guys ran those ads. It was like, do you have stiffness in the morning?
Oh, yeah, we did.
You might have ankylosing spondylitis.
Or you're getting old.
Yeah, so his skeleton is fusing together.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, your muscles and your tendons is all turning into bone.
Okay.
So
I turn to bone.
These are medical conditions that sound fake but are actually completely real. You hear about this one a lot. Imposter syndrome.
Okay. I've heard the name, but I don't know what it is.
It's not an official diagnosis, but it was a term coined by psychologists back in 1978. In a paper published in a journal, this psychotherapy theory, research, and practice, the researchers introduced this syndrome to the world, describing it as a feeling of ineptitude that occurs in highly successful women.
Oh, yeah.
It has since been recognized that men may also have the condition, but it seems more common in women, according to the original research. People with this syndrome feel like they do not measure up to their achievements, and so they feel that they are imposters in their own lives.
Okay, that makes sense.
I fully understand that. Like,
you're getting away with it.
Basically. Right.
One day I'm going to be exposed as a fraud.
Exactly. I've pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. I have managed to just dupe everybody. Right.
Relax.
The end of the day, that's what you do. It's like, we're all just faking it throughout all this.
Yeah. Any job interview, that's what that is on both sides.
You're actually just good at this. And yeah, you faked your way into it. However, you are good at this. Mm-hmm. You can do it. That's why you're still here. Walking corpse syndrome.
Third Avenue, downtown Seattle.
No. This neuropsychological disorder was first described in the 1880s by a neurologist, Jules Cotard. It involves a person believing that they are dead or soulless, or that parts of their body, which are intact, are missing, such as organs or blood.
Cool. Creamy. That's a mental thing.
Yeah. They just go with flesh-eating bacteria here. It's exactly what it sounds like, a bacterial skin infection that eats away at soft tissue called fascia. Which surround muscles, blood vessels, nerves, and fat. It also damages tissue near fascia. Many different bacteria can cause this infection, but group A, Streptococcus, are the most common causes.
I mean, that one sounds real.
Sounds like a nightmare, exactly. But it sounds real.
Yeah, like I never went, oh, that's fake. If you told me you had Sleeping Beauty disease, I'd be like, you're just lazy.
Right. Yeah. Just wake your ass up, man. Yeah, imposter syndrome. Like, get over it. You went to school.
Yeah, you were out till 5 a.m. That's what you're sleeping for 10 hours.
And that'll leave you with this last medical condition that sounds fake, but it's actually completely real. Alice in Wonderland syndrome.
Wait, you just get lost?
Named in a 1955 Canadian Medical Association Journal article, this syndrome is often associated with people who have migraine headaches and epilepsy. People with the condition may have distorted vision or perceptions that make it seem like parts of their body are much bigger or smaller than expected.
Ah, okay.
Or that one body part is taller or shorter than they are in reality. So there you go. Some terrifying conditions that sound like they're fake, but they're actually completely real. Have fun sleeping tonight.
Yeah.
A teacher in South Carolina was arrested for a relentless prank that he pulled at the school.
What kind of prank would a teacher pull?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Athrill Hill to find out who we're toasting. Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Cadent Gas Company from, Lytham St. Anne's, England. Now, we're toasting them for their quick response to a reported gas leak in the retail section of the seaside town. So I guess it's like a tiny beach town. They have a little area with all the shops, and that's where the gas leak was. So a gas engineer showed up. He could easily smell the leak for himself. And after over an hour, he made it to his third business in an effort just to find the source of the actual gas leak. The particular business he went to was Strong's Fruit and Vegetable Shop, and it proved to be the source of the smell. Only it was not a gas leak. It was the notoriously foul-smelling durian fruit that the shop had received earlier that day.
Wow.
They hadn't even cut it open. They just gotten the shipment. Now, keep in mind, everyone in, like, this three-block area of this is calling them about the gas leak. Even the gas guy, when he got there, did not believe the shop owners that it was durian fruit. They said, basically, they cut one open, handed it to him. Then he believed, and everybody laughed. But think about it. I know that stuff's supposed to smell bad. I've never smelled it, but...
No.
It should not take
That's
over
one of those
three.
Things. I have zero interest in trying it.
No, but it smells that bad.
No.
Either way, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to contest on the line now for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.